to debate. Mr. Trump threw down the gauntlet yesterday during a campaign stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Inflation in Europe has fallen more than expected, down to 2.4% now. That clears the way for a potential interest rate cut by the European Central Bank. Wall Street is higher. The Dow's up 76 points. NASDAQ ahead 67. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is part of a multi-state effort to put a stop to a decision coming from the Hawaii State Supreme Court. That decision was in favor of a lawsuit against major oil companies. Marshall has filed a brief on behalf of the state of Alabama and explained it further while on Fox News.
And this is a action arising out of the city of Honolulu, where individuals are asserting private nuisance actions, trespass claims against the fossil fuel industry. And while couched in terms of a marketing action, this is really about asking a trial judge in the state of Hawaii to be able to set national and global energy policy. That's not their role. That's not their function. And it's why it's so critically important for the Supreme Court to be able to weigh in. 20 states have banded together to be able to file this brief with the Supreme Court. And while it's directed to the Hawaii case, which procedurally is in the right posture for the Supreme Court to consider, the impact of this case is widespread.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
An Alabama man was arrested in Panama City Beach in connection with a shooting. 19-year-old Christopher Beatty of Fultondale turned himself into authorities after the shooting of 19-year-old Kendrick Wesley. Investigators believe the shooting was part of a drug deal to buy marijuana that turned into a robbery. A total of three men were arrested, all three from the Birmingham area. Cedric the Entertainer will be in Alabama soon. He will be part of the Spring Fling comedy show in Mobile, which happens this coming Friday, April 5th. Tickets are still on sale for the comedy event. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, skiers, and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sorry. Starting off the second half of the show, I'm here. The girls are here. The ladies are here. The women are here. The matriarchy is here.
The fat, weak, stupid women.
I never said
that. Scott, how you started the show.
I never said stupid.
Great, Scott.
I never said stupid.
You said so. Allison, where did the stupid part come from?
He's admitting that he said we were fat and weak.
Abs, you're so smart.
Did he not?
All right,
Scott, here's a test. Man card is on the line.
940?
I think I was on the phone when all that.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get out to your phone calls. Lots of stuff happening today. Lots of stuff to talk about. Let's go with T.S. T.S., welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Hi there. Let me see if I can get off my speaker without losing you.
That's fine.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it worked. Don't you mess with me, SB, and play a trick on me like you did a couple weeks ago. You don't even remember. Okay. I think we're all off topic today, which is okay.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to rock the boat a little bit because you guys talk so much while I'm waiting, I lose my train of thought. And then I'm going to say the real question. Ask the real question. Okay, when I was younger, I had Crayola crayons. You know, y'all keep talking about whites and colored people. In my box of crayons, there was a white crayon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so that's enough to just stir the pot. Now, here's my real question. I want to thank you first for the fantastic show on Good Friday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was running errands, so I was in and out of the show, and one of the girls, you gotta listen up.
I'm listening.
One of the ladies left because something about, I mean, I know what it's about, Jesus turning over the temple tables, and she felt like you guys were sitting at one of the turned over tables.
Oh, no, I meant that as a culture, we are sitting at the tables that Jesus flipped over in the temple.
Oh, definitely. Okay. That was all. I just missed something, and I just needed some clarification for my little older brain. And Scott Beeson, I'm way older than you. You are not old. Sorry.
I'm middle-aged. How's that?
Okay, as long as you don't go through that weird guy middle-aged.
I've already got
stuff.
A convertible Corvette ordered.
Oh, no. What color?
Bright red.
Of course.
No, I do not. I have not. My middle age crisis. My pocketbook won't float my middle age crisis needs.
T.S., okay. I think he drove the minivan to the show today. Don't worry.
Okay, you guys, thanks for your time. That's all I had to say.
You got it. Thanks, T.S. We appreciate you. Let's go to David. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you're talking about really all this is with education, public education, is just a scam. Because it's just like with the federal government. There's never enough money to fix the problem. But yet that's always what they're telling us. Is this, if we just get a few more mills and tax, property tax, that'll fix our education system. But yet that never happens, no matter. And the perfect example of that, of course, is what, 20 years ago with Kansas City, when they taxed over $1 billion for education.
Yeah, was that Kansas City or was it Chicago?
Was Kansas City. Spent brought in over $1 billion in taxes, built all these new high-tech schools, and their test scores went up 2 points.
That's the one that the schools ended up with escalators in them, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, they were literally Taj Mahals. And that's like, you know, when they built the new Carver High School in Montgomery, what was it, about 10, 15 years ago? And the couple of friends of mine worked for the company that built that high school. Mm-hmm. One semester after that high school opened, they sent two engineers over there to do a walkthrough on the property around the buildings and stuff. And a friend of mine told me they came back to their office just woefully depressed. And he was like, What's wrong with you guys? Why are you guys so depressed? And they said, that school looks like it's already 5 years old rather than 4 months old.
Right.
He said, that's how much it's already been abused and beaten up in one semester. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just can't simply give people, you know, who don't appreciate nice things, give them nice things, because what are they going to do? They're going to take advantage of it and not be grateful for what they have, no matter how much you give them. There's just certain segments of our society which are that way.
Yeah, we've definitely created a culture where people are not grateful, where people don't appreciate it, and our education system in general. And I guess we think this way, David. When they come to our community and build us a new school, we're like, woohoo, new school! And everybody wants to go to the new building, regardless of how the new building performs. I would argue that it's probably an exception that Kansas City went up 2 points in test scores. I would bet you that most communities with their new school and new facility and everything shiny is awesome, it's great and wonderful. I bet you most of them, their scores don't change or go down.
Probably. And both my kids graduated with honors from the LAMP program in Montgomery.
Yes.
And went to the biggest dump of a school with the old Loveless building.
Right.
But yet here they were at that time that they were in there. They were the fifth ranked academic high school in the country.
Yes, sir. David, I appreciate you, buddy.
Nothing had nothing to do with how nice of a building they were in.
Yeah. Absolutely. There is a book, God, I can't remember if the Heritage Foundation put it out years ago. It's worth finding, and everybody should read it. I think the title was No Excuses.
Ooh.
And I would use that book on the education committee or whatever and ask people questions from it. Because one of the schools, it's a bunch of case studies about schools that actually perform very, very well. One of the schools that is highlighted is, I think it's rural Mississippi. I don't know if there's an Alabama school in it or not. And so it was one of these places where there's the white schools, and then there's the black schools. Mm-hmm. And the black schools were failing. The white schools might have been private schools in the rural area. And this one guy gets in charge of the rural school. And for whatever reason, either I can't remember if he was flying under the radar or the state said, we'll give you this power. But he started evaluating who was doing a good job at teaching and who wasn't. And he made the people, he couldn't fire people because of all the union guidelines and tenure and all that kind of stuff. But he could move them around and what their job was as far as, okay, well, you know, now you've got this class. And you're going to have this class next year, whatever. So he made them uncomfortable. And some of the things that happened were fascinating. Like they began to have, I think it was tutoring, even on the weekend. And teachers who didn't want to be at the school, who were not very happy about the whole thing, began to volunteer because during the week they were, because of all these new things he was doing. And it was really just focusing on, are you getting an education? Mm-hmm. Are we actually teaching the kids? They began to see that they were having an impact on the kids' lives and how happy the teachers were. Job satisfaction went up. Teachers started going, hey, I'll do the weekend thing, because they were actually affecting kids. To the point that white kids were transferring into the majority black school in rural Mississippi because that school was doing so well.
Wow.
Total change of culture.
Right.
And this whole book, No Excuses, is case study after case study for these things that worked. Another example is, I think it was a lady that was put in charge of a school in, I think it was Mobile County, and was allowed to kind of do the same kinds of things, change how it was done, and they were vastly successful. And then I think she got promoted, and then she was no longer right there hands-on in the school, and I think the school went back down. But these things, and that's what I used that book for. I was like, hey, these things don't cost more money.
I was going to say, how much money does all this cost?
Yeah, it didn't require more research or resources. It was focus. And everything improved in those schools. And when you ask the educrats about these things and say, well, how did this happen? They don't even like the question being asked. And they have this mindset that, well, the new thing will work better. Remember when we were all told if everybody just had a laptop?
Mm-hmm.
And all the school systems everywhere were like, man, we got to get a laptop. And then, which came first, the laptops or Wi-Fi? Remember how we all had to have Wi-Fi in all the schools, and that's going to make it better?
I'd like to drop kick.
Oh, this is amazing.
My kids' Chromebooks that they are required to do all their work on into the middle of Interstate 65 when it was widened with all the lanes.
Can we set them on fire?
I mean, it is just, I think it is such a disservice to our kids. What I mean, to attach them, they're on their computer so much as it is, and they're just in front of a screen, and it's not like it's optional. All of their assignments, all of their reading, all of their textbooks are online. All of this crap, I mean, I am so upset about the book.
Stuff you're finding. I'm waiting on your reports.
I should read some of the excerpts from the She, He, They, Me book that is on the Shelby County Schools website that I went through last night. You all will die if you hear some of the things, because I actually borrowed the book and read through it last night. It is disgusting and it is so disturbing. And they are forcing our kids to use this content, to be exposed to this. And we're all funding it. And our kids are not getting healthier and they're not getting smarter. Alabama is spending more than they ever have on public education. And it is tanking. I would
even in the quote good school systems, they are not where they were years ago. I mean, listen to your parents or your grandparents taking Latin at the public high schools. Like, we'll be lucky if we can spell Latin, much less most people taking Latin in one form or another. It's fascinating. I remember another story. Golly, we got to go to Joe too. He's got to comment on government education, but I'll make this quick so he can come up on the other side. When they built the new schools in Jefferson County, they used an emergency fund. The statute said, you know, if there's an emergency, and the idea was, hey, look, we've had a tornado or multiple tornadoes and multiple schools were damaged. Well, they just decided that the emergency was, we need new schools. And I forgot how big the tax was and how long that was going to be paid for and all this stuff. And I was opposed to doing that. I thought it was against the statute. I didn't think it was legally right. And I got in this big argument with even the local people, and they were like, Scott, we're going to have everything we ever wanted. Every room will have this board and that board and Wi-Fi, and we're going to have everything. How can you be against education? It's going to be better. I said, well, look, I'll tell you what. If test scores go up when we get all these things, you know, I'll quit. Y'all call and you come and tell me when you get all this $1 billion spent and we have everything we need and our test scores improve, then I'm out. Y'all are right. That call never came.
So what's the answer?
Because I don't think we did it.
What do we do?
You got to go get that book, like No Excuses, and you look and see what they did.
I've got
and you copy it.
Yeah,
it's not hard. Somebody else has figured it out, and they're educators, so you don't have to take dumb old geology radio guy, old former politician Scott Beeson's word for it. Take the folks who actually did it word for it.
The question that I have on the other side is, why won't they?
Oh, I've got the answer.
Ooh. Abs has it.
Joe will be up, and Professor Democritus. He can tell us about higher ed. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to your phone calls. Joe wants to talk about government education. Joe, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I'm in my early 70s, and I was fortunate enough to have my formative education K through 12 start in the 50s. Of course,
oh, wow.
It ended in the 60s. Now, in the 60s, we went through a socialization. Socializing the youth back then in the 60s. This isn't new. They've been doing this through the years.
Yes, sir.
But the education during this period, it dumbed down to where even people in school, my generation, could see it. And we were fortunate we had the basic things gotten to us before they dumbed it down.
Right.
And that's what I've seen in government education. And that's what I've seen in my eyes.
So you think it was that far? When did you see it start, or when do you recall it really starting, or was it there the whole time?
I don't want to. We had a lot of social change going on, and I'm not putting this in a racial issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. But when that occurred, I was in a country high school.
Okay.
And we didn't have any problem, you know, but the standards of education stopped right there. All the upper level courses, even in a country high school, stopped. And a C grade, you could pass on.
Right.
And never let up. And I went to college unprepared for my first year college because of that. And I had to make that up when I was in college. As far as myself, just, you know, it dumbed down quick when socialization came in and the political things started socializing this country.
Right.
And who was it that said that you have an uninformed public, you can take them over, I'm paraphrasing, but somebody said that. And this is all a part of a socialistic game. And it's been ongoing.
Well, a lot of people, Joe. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Great points. A lot of people have said that, was it Carnegie that was big on the public education system?
Oh, yes. And Rockefeller,
saying that they needed workers. Education was to train workers.
Yeah, we looked at that last week, didn't we?
That are basically pliable, take orders, are used to, you know, setting in the, being at the system for 8 hours a day. And there really is a difference in worldview, I guess, where I want people to be educated to do whatever it is they want to do.
Right.
To have the tools necessary to be successful at whatever God has gifted them to do. That is different than a system that just creates laborers, living robots who will be subservient and know their role. That's two different things.
Yeah, your end goal is opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes. And it looks to me like the system is creating more and more people. And now we don't even care if they're good little robots. They just need to be subservient and not know what their gifts are, not know their value, and just vote the right way. Mm. And how else can you turn out huge percentages of people who cannot read. If they can't read, they can't, even if they decide they like education later, they can't get it. They can't know anything. All they know is what they're told that comes through this phone. And that's a horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And Allison, you asked the question before we went to break.
Yeah. Why? Why won't they?
Why won't they? And I don't know that it's necessarily an answer, but the thing that popped into my mind is, I don't know if you listen to Mel Robbins. She's that online psychologist. She gives amazing talks just about getting your life together. Like, it's one of those talks you go listen to when you want to, like, refocus your year. And when it comes to education, we're asking, we've got bigger, we've got better, we've got more, we've got all the things, and they keep saying we need more, 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 but they won't fix it. And her simple advice to people when dealing and confronted with these types of people is, if they wanted to, they would.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. The people that are in charge of our education system do not want this to get better, ever, because they like it this way. And you're right, it was Rockefeller who said that, I don't want a nation of thinkers, I want a nation of workers. They don't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Let me ask you, I've got another little theory, because we're so far into this now.
Yeah.
That, okay, I'll take this example. You've got your car, a lawnmower, a gasoline-powered engine, right? And you know if you pour syrup in the gas tank, it's just not going to go well, okay? Because you've had experience, or your kids did it or something. You just know it's not going to do it. But think about this. You go to college. You've never messed with a car. You've never messed with the engine. And you sit and a professor goes, hey, a few drops of sugar in the gas tanks, good. Okay? So you graduate and you think a few drops of sugar in the gas tank is good. Or a bunch of sugar in the gas tank, syrup in the gas tank is good. Well, now you're in a position at a school, right? You've graduated an education degree and you were told that syrup in the gas tank is good. So you teach the next set of kids syrup in the gas tank is going to be good. And then you're promoted. Mm-hmm. And you have another generation that went through the same school, and now you've got a class, a whole school full of teachers who were taught something that was wrong, that syrup in the gas tank is going to be good for the motor. Now I'm promoted. I'm now the superintendent. And if you ask me about what to do for motors, I'm like, hey, some syrup in the gas tank is good, because that's what I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Now I end up being the state superintendent. The next generation is all the county superintendents and the bureaucrats running the central offices. Now they all believe a little more syrup in the gas tank is good. It was never the right thing, but somebody started teaching it, and it got embedded. So what do? Hey, look, I know syrup in the gas tank's good. We should probably put more than a few drops. We probably need a whole cup of syrup in the gas tank. And that's how you end up with these new education plans, new math, new English. It's a cup of syrup. And now we're like, crap, the cup is not working. Mm-hmm. What do? Clearly put a gallon of syrup in. That will fix it. A gallon of syrup will make it better. And so part of my theory is that they were taught wrong, and they so much love their education. Education people love their education, and you can't pry it away from them. And so they're determined that they're just going to pour 55-gallon drums of syrup in.
And they can, because if we believe, also adding on to that theory, that the communists have been here for a very long time, and they've put out what they want to do with their communist ideals that were read into the congressional record in 1963, then that's also part of it too. I mean, this is, they've sown seeds of chaos on purpose. They don't want it to get better. They want to tell you that the cup of syrup, the gallon of syrup, whatever it is, works. It works. It works. It works. Right. We're going to try it over and over and over and over again, and you're an idiot for doubting.
Because you were not taught by the professor I was, and you don't have a degree in education, and I took a class in syrup. I think it's stuck there.
I think you're right.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Little Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it'd make it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is funneling into the state, which means some cool days and some cold nights ahead. Today's high temperature in the upper 60s is way below normal for this late in the season. A little breezy, good bit of sun. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. I think we'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, the nights on Thursday and Friday night will fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Catch up on what's happening in the state of Alabama. It is nonprofit journalism that tells you the good things, the bad things, the ugly things. It's all there so that you can be informed from an honest point of view. That's 1819news.com. Let's go out to Professor Democritus. Professor, thank you for your patience. I hope you are well today.
Mr. Beeston and the ladies of Liberty, you know, we have decided we want to, over here at Concern University, we want to get the Birmingham Southern Building and just yank the rug right out from under IMG there. And you know, we're pretty smart about how we did it. You know, Pete Buttigieg was coming to Birmingham today, so we wanted to make him feel at home, so we got Kevin over here with the English language arts and his significant other, and Pete and his hubby, and we met over near Gardendale to have a little brunch to talk about getting some of that $14.5 million and deeding over the Birmingham Southern Building to us, so that, you know, that you say we don't know how to do math, but we come up with all that over here at our liberal university there, Mr. Beeston. And we're calling this the Transitioning Resources Inclusively for Kindred Souls. It's subtitled Purposely Enticing by Trickery of an Idiot. Trick Speedy.
Trick Speedy.
Trick Speedy. And, you know, that's how we're gonna do it this time. Now, you know, we tried to get some Republican, you know, children of the legislators over here, you know, that's graduating high school to come to our college so that we can, you know, have alumni in the future. But we have determined, why not just go directly with the liberals that will just pour our money into areas like Birmingham and help us out and come at it from that way, you know, and get the really liberal people that our governor has put in positions of curriculum to show how good and liberal we really are at heart. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, Professor.
Y'all have a nice day.
Tricks, Petey.
Clever.
I mean, it's
clever.
It's good stuff.
It is really good stuff.
And it's about on our level.
The one of the other big things that's out there, we were talking earlier in education, and why can't people, you know, just learn from the lessons that worked. Have y'all seen this one? Oregon? Y'all remember Oregon? They were big. This is a story about Mike LaChance. It was just, God, what year ago was it? 2, 3, 4 years ago where they, 2020. There was a bill that decriminalized most illegal possession of controlled substances. Hey, look, it's fine. You know, if we'll just, we won't have criminals, we won't have problems. If we'll just, they don't say make it legal for drug use and having drugs and all that kind of stuff. It's just called decriminalizing. And when Oregon passed this, they were like, everybody was like, look and see, it's great, it's gonna be awesome. And places like Oregon are always, oh, in Europe they do this, in Europe and they do that. Oh, Europe. Guess what? The Democrat governor just signed the bill recriminalizing hard drugs.
See,
and you know what made them do it? The number of overdose deaths has skyrocketed.
But how can they do that? Because that's racist and white supremacist to use logic and reasoning and extrapolate out the data that will tell you what will happen. I can't believe they're doing that. But did they not know this would happen in the beginning? Did they have to kill all these people to figure it out?
No, all the prudes, the Puritans, the Scott Beasons, the Allison Sinclairs, the Amy Beth Shavers were like, this is going to be a train wreck. And what did they say? You are a bunch of rubes. You do not know. Rubes and prudes. You have no idea.
So old-fashioned.
58% of Oregon residents approved the initial measure, but since then, addiction and overdose deaths have skyrocketed in Oregon. In August, 56% of Oregonians said they disapproved the pioneering drug law, and both Republicans and Democrats introduced legislation to roll back the controversial measure.
So tell me how it started in Oregon. Like, what led down this path?
Oh, just the typical liberal worldview that, well, hey, there's nothing wrong, is drugs are, well, fine, drugs will help you.
But what was the stepping stone? Medical marijuana.
Oh, they started there.
Then went to recreational marijuana.
And then went
and
to
now
just
you can have
recreational
meth
kind of drug
and heroin.
Use.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
And I would like to suggest to you that Portland is a disaster. We had to go there last year. And even going to Target from our hotel for little quick things, like Tylenol.
What happened?
Felt like you were going through a war zone because there were, is it tweaking? Like, what are they doing when they're high as kites?
Yes.
Or they're behind you in line and you have to tell your mother-in-law, don't turn around.
Don't look at them.
Yeah.
Don't look at them.
Or outside of your nice hotel that they're just right there on the street and they don't care.
Drugged out.
Everywhere. There are tents everywhere. Mm. Drugged out, sleeping on the street, running in front of you. It's the same when we went up to Seattle. Exactly the same. We were at a hotel, and in the middle of the night, I heard gunfire, and I thought, now, Yelp told me, TripAdvisor told me this was a good street.
Mm-hmm.
Just down the street was a Nordstrom. What bad can happen down the street from a Nordstrom?
None.
Okay, and two blocks over from that market, the famous market, whatever it is, where the original Starbucks is from.
Pike.
But you can't go down the street, and Wesley and I did go down the street. I have never in my life, it looked like a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs, tents, drunk people, just regular daylight, just daylight. The streets were, there were movie theaters, defunct, restaurants, destroyed.
Closed up.
Windows smashed in, absolute disaster. And you think, somebody said to themselves at some point, what could go wrong here?
So here, okay, again, this goes back to, here are two options, and I want to know what y'all think. Are these Portland, Seattle, San Francisco leaders, are they that dumb? Or are they that evil? Because in my head, those are the only two options at this point. I don't even know if you can use compassionate anymore.
Here's what happens, I think, in the liberal mind. Okay, because liberals are great at this. Remember when there's always, if you could just save one child. You know, remember they used to say that all the time. If you could just save one child. So in their mind, what they see is, okay, cousin Jerry is addicted to drugs. And I don't want to, I mean, I don't want cousin Jerry to go to prison.
He has a really good heart.
Cousin Jerry's always nice, except when he's strung out on meth. And yeah, I mean, and cousin Jerry, he might be a little homeless from time to time. He doesn't know where he is or whatever. But you know, I love cousin Jerry, and I want good things for cousin Jerry. And I don't want cousin Jerry to have it hard. It's okay for just cousin Jerry. So they think up this one exception. Without realizing that when they change the policy, there will no longer be the one exception that they feel bad about. They will create hundreds of Jerrys. And that's what they're all seeing now, the hundreds of Jerrys. And now we have a problem. Mm. Well, Scott, why do you hate the guy living under the bridge? I don't hate him. But now you have cities that have hundreds of people not under the bridge. They're everywhere because of what they did. And that's the problem with the, you know, is I just want them to be happy. It's the one person. And one becomes 10, becomes hundreds, becomes thousands.
Who am I to tell them what they can do with their bodies?
We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal.
Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Again, everybody, this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. At a short segment, you had a question, Amy Beth.
No, not just a question. She said, I have a question that might answer the question of the answer.
But it is the answer. Could it be the answer?
Okay. It is the, yeah.
So give it to us.
So it's combining both.
Okay.
Because at some point, you ask if they're evil or stupid.
Oh, our leaders that are causing the destruction of our cities.
Or stupid. Mm-hmm. At some point, if you are evil, doesn't it essentially, in God's economy, also make you stupid?
It's unwise.
It makes you not unwise. Yeah.
I mean,
yes, mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. So they're both.
They're both.
Are there any other options that y'all can think of?
No. I sent somebody a text the other day. I was talking about the Biden administration, something they were doing. And there's always something. And I thought, you know, this has to be that they're corrupt, that they're evil, because there's no one... Mm. Who can walk around on their own? They can be this idiotic.
Your soul is dead.
You just can't be this dumb. It's got to be that. There's got to be some evil in there somewhere. There's got to be some force going, hey, this is a really good idea. You really need to do this.
Yeah, and you're so misled that you're like, yeah, this is great.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. If we can just get more drugs out there, things will be better.
If we can get more transgender kids out there,
like nothing bad's going to happen.
If we can get more kids questioning their sexuality, if their parents love them, if God put them in the right body, and that's all.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
We're back to the one case scenario. You know what I'm saying? So you have one child who has got gender dysphoria. They're just confused. They have some legitimate mental health issues.
Yes.
From whatever reason, okay? And they're your son, your daughter, your little boy, your little girl, your grandchild, the neighbor's child that you've known since they were little, and maybe somebody bullies them. They go off to school. The little boy goes to school in girls' clothes or whatever, and gets bullied. And you're like, you know, y'all shouldn't be bullying them. They've got some problems, and you start falling into that. We need to affirm them. Well, no, we need to love them. And so there's this slippery slope of, well, I want what's best here, and then it gets projected out to everyone, and then you end up with more and more mayhem. And it's the road to Hades is paved with good intentions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of some of the things that we got to work through.
And I think some people probably hear us and think that we are trying to deny that these issues or these conversations are out there, that they're legitimate. I mean, we all have people that are very close to us that have struggled with, you know, questions of their sexuality or just body image, whatever it is. And they are very real things. But the way the world and the left is asking our kids, even adults, to deal with these things and the way they are putting...
Their solutions cause more problems.
Right, exactly. And it's just not the way you handle these very delicate and very real discussions, and to remove the family like they're doing is just it's extremely evil, and it's disheartening. But yeah,
what's funny to me about the schools and counselors wanting to remove the family? The family is supposed to be the solid foundation that a child can lean on. Now, unfortunately, with the worldviews that we have fostered and the deciding to abandon God, that's not quite the way it is all the time. I get it. But to take a child who is struggling in their identity and say that one of the answers is to pull them away from their family, which is clearly part of their identity.
Right.
A lot of people have mama issues. A lot of people have daddy issues. So create kids with mama and daddy issues as part of the solution does not seem common sense to me.
And they'll use it's exactly what you're talking about. They'll use the one scenario where a child really doesn't have support at home,
genuinely
doesn't, to extrapolate that out to that we should remove the family from everybody's life and discussion.
And every young person and teenager dislikes their parents at some time.
Ooh. Oh,
we gotta take a break.
Alabama.